Just kind of want to continue what I was talking about the other day about eternal, God putting eternity in our hearts and teaching us how to be eternal people, right? Think that way. And this is just what the Lord is, I'm just on this journey with Him, so I'll just share with you what I'm learning. Because when I spend time with the Lord, I'm just not like, hey, give me something to preach, right? It's my time with Him, you know. I'm there to learn. I'm there to hear His voice, and so makes it a lot easier when you do that, right? Because sometimes around here we have very short notice that we're going to have to preach that day, right, Father Ron? But we always should have a word. There should be words in us, right? What's God teaching you? What's He saying to you? That's your words. You got something to say. And in the Sermon on the Mount, because I've been thinking about this thing about eternity in us, and because I think as a whole collective, as the body of Christ, we have a very poor view of heaven, poor view of eternity, right? It makes people afraid. They're afraid of death, see? When you read these guys, I love reading these early church guys. Man, that was like something they were headed toward. Getting martyred was like the ultimate honor. They loved it. I mean, it was like, what greater honor could I give than just to be martyred for Him? So they looked forward to, and I'll say this one, you'll hear what I'm saying in a minute, they looked forward to that, forward to death, not just the death, but forward to just the kingdom, being with Him. So here's what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount 6. It says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up or store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where there's neither moth nor rust destroys, thieves do not break in or steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be, right? And then he goes on in verse 33, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And he says, in all these things, all our needs will be taken care of, okay? So there's got to be something in us, you know? It is, and you know, Paul talks about that, and he's reaching for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. There's got to be something in us that, as we think of as eternal people, that there's a reward. He tells us that, right? Lay up treasure in heaven. That's this eternal treasure that's going to be there. We read through Revelation on what all that's going to look like, about giving it back to Him, honoring Him, but all I can say is it's going to be really good, whatever it looks like. But that should be a continual thought of mine. I'm laying up for myself, you know, seeking the kingdom. So, because we live in, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning the kingdom of God is here. He was saying it's in your midst. And He demonstrated what living in the kingdom looked like, this supernatural kingdom living. The kingdom of God is in our midst, right? That's got to be our first priority. Because if I'm just consumed with Him, and I'm consumed with laying up treasure in heaven, there comes this holy detachment from the world, which is a very good thing, right? And I'm not consumed with laying up for my bank account here and my retirement and all those things, right? Which is there's wisdom there, but that can't be what I'm seeking. I seek His kingdom and His righteousness. What does that mean to seek His righteousness? We've hearing that all the time, that it's His righteousness is a gift, right? That word just means righteous acts. Seek His righteous acts. And if He is performing His righteous act in and through me, I'm laying up treasure in heaven, right? No matter what it is. If I'm up here preaching, if I'm doing it out of my own self, and not relying on Him, then there's nothing. But if I'm relying on Him and seeking His righteousness even through this, I'm laying up treasure in heaven. So it's not like you got to do all these sacrificial acts. Everything done in His righteousness, from loving somebody, you know, saying a kind word to, you know, giving something food to eat, or everything is a righteous act. And it's a treasure in heaven for you, right? It's yours. And so we're supposed to be like greedy in that sense, that we want it all, right? I want to have the biggest bank account in heaven that there's ever been, right? Don't you? And then these other verses too, we talked about these, and we use these a lot in time of people's departure. when they're just laying aside their earth suit. But just the heart of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, when Paul's talking about longing to be clothed from on high, right? Longing to be clothed with my heavenly body. And I think this, the more time we spend in the reality of the kingdom of God, because, you know, every time we pray, we talked about that, every time we pray, we are in the throne room because we're seated in Christ. You're right there, the right hand of God in the throne room, talking to God, just right, he's right there. The more time you live there in that reality, then the more you long to be there. The more you long to have that in fullness, because now we just see in part and shadows, and C.S. Lewis called it the shadow lands. But he said, you know, that we're going to fully enter into that one day. It's no longer be shadows. Jimmy and Kelly and Rhonda, your sister, they're there in full, right? And they wouldn't want to ever come back. They want us to be there with them. And there's a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, praying, like cheering us on, like, come on, you know? Come on, doofus. It really is better than what you think it is here. You really are laying up treasure in heaven. This is just this is eternity, eternal stuff. You know, I was asking the Lord, do we want to talk about this again? And I flip right to, you know, going to Revelation, I flip right to Hebrews 11, which we've talked about that with Abraham, you know. Great story of Abraham moving out, and he was always looking for a city, looking for that city. Joseph, you know that song, right? You probably sang that in your group. He was looking, that's an eternal heart. He was always looking, right? He didn't care whether he lived in tents or whatever. He was always longing for and looking for that city, looking for the heavenly city is what it says, heavenly kingdom. That was his motivating thing. And Paul talks about this too there. But one thing I didn't talk about last time, just spent a couple of minutes here. I just love this, the heart here. Longing to be clothed and swallowed up by life. That's my favorite funeral verse ever. Swallowed up by life, right? Jimmy was swallowed up by life on December the 6th. Swallowed up. That's like, I always get pictures, and I see myself like standing on the beach, and all this tsunami wave, you know, 100 feet high, is coming and just swallows me up. I think it's going to be greater than that. I think that's just a little taste. That's what it's going to be like, being swallowed up by life. Then he says, now he who prepared us for this very purpose, to be swallowed up by life, is the reason you were created, so one day you'll be swallowed up by life. He gave us the Holy Spirit as kind of a taste of that, down payment of pledge. Therefore, always being of good courage, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, because we have to walk by faith and not by sight, but we are of good courage. This is why I'm of good courage, he says, because I prefer rather to be absent from this body and to be in the presence of the Lord. Courage gives you courage, right? You're never going to have courage if you fear death. You're never going to overcome that, right? So therefore, we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, I want to be pleasing to him. Why? Because pleasing lays up treasure. Then he said this, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. The bad, we know, anything done in the flesh is going to be burned up. But those done things done in the spirit, in unity with Christ, will be eternal. So the judgment seat of Christ is not supposed to put fear in us. It's supposed to put a holy awe, a holy reverence. And it is really okay. It's a holy thing. As a kid, you ever done something thinking, or if kids are trying to talk you into doing something, I'm like, no, if I do this, I'm going to get my rear end tore up, right? And it changed your behavior. But in a good, holy way, it should change my behavior. I got to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, right? Not that fear thing that I was taught, little, when you go before, and everything you've ever done in your life is going to be on this giant screen for everybody to watch. No, it's just going to be you and him. It's going to be a really good thing. And the only thing we're going to regret, I think that's what causes a tear, because the scripture says he wipes the tears away, meaning there's going to be tears in heaven, but that's where it's going to be, at the judgment seat. And the tears are going to come from missed opportunities. Why I didn't go for it with all of my heart, right? Thinking, oh my gosh, if I could just go back, and not that you'd want to go back, but I would do everything. I would seek the kingdom like a madman. That would be my heartbeat, my first priority. I think that's what's going to happen there, right? And then the tears are wiped away, and you enter in with the joy. Okay? But These are things that the Lord, I love how the Lord does this, because he gives us things out there to shoot for. He wouldn't tell us to lay up treasure if he didn't want us to lay up treasure. He wouldn't have told us this if he didn't want that to be, hey, this is reality. That's more real than this, right? And y'all, it's not a big deal. It's by faith. Again, y'all hear me say this all the time. The kingdom of God is here. You are in the kingdom of God right now. There's cool stuff going on around us that if we had eyes to see, we just would stay here all the time. And that's life, you know? So, anyway, Lord, let that burn in our hearts. You're putting eternity there. And I think, I'm going to kind of talk as I'm praying, y'all, as we enter into this revival, how cool it's going to be. But it's going to take people who have an eternal perspective that's going to run hard, you know? I just can't wait to see what all it looks like. But Lord, thank you for putting eternity in our hearts. Lord, we're all transitioning. We want to have that longing that Paul had to be clothed. We want to always be looking to that, to heaven. Do that in us, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.